I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. For the first time in its history, the Vermont Senate has suspended one of its own members. By a vote of 20-10, the Senate relieved Franklin County Senator Norm McAllister of his official duties until a criminal case against him involving several charges of sexual assault has been resolved. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Senate will please come to order. Devotional exercises will be conducted.
The Senate chamber was packed for the debate to determine Senator McAllister's fate. Extra security was brought in, and large bags and backpacks were screened as people entered the chamber. Last spring, McAllister was arrested at the State House and charged with several counts of sexual assault, including one involving a young woman he described as his, quote, legislative intern. Over the past few months, a number of senators have urged McAllister to resign, but he refused because he said he's innocent of all the charges. The issue came before the Senate Rules Committee last month, and it voted 3-2 to suspend McAllister with pay until his criminal case has run its course. Senate Majority Leader Philip Baruth set the tone for the debate.
The situation we face today is an ugly one. There's no other word for it. It's hard to imagine a more uncomfortable discussion. And yet, today's debate is crucial to our future as a Senate.
Baruth argued that the charges against McAllister were so horrific that the Senate could not stand by and do nothing.
But the question remains, why do we have to do anything at all? It's my own personal belief that the number and the nature of the felony charges against Senator McAllister requires us to suspend him. Period.
And Baruth said the Senate had an obligation to uphold Vermont's sexual harassment laws.
The question is whether the Vermont Senate, having mandated that the rest of the state react quickly and appropriately in cases just like this, whether we will now find the will to do so in our own House.
Rutland Senator Peg Flory opposed the resolution because she said it violated the legal principle that a person is innocent until proven guilty.
To step on that and say, because somebody has been charged, we are going to remove them, just goes against every grain in my body.
Windsor Senator Dick McCormick also opposed the resolution. He said he takes the charges against McAllister very seriously, but
it is the court's job. It is not our prerogative for us to determine guilt or innocence. And if we are not implicitly determining guilt, then we would literally have nothing to discuss.
McAllister told his Senate colleagues that he's totally innocent of all the charges, and the easy way out for him would have been simply to resign.
I've chosen not to take the easy route, mostly because I know that I didn't do anything.
Following the vote, McAllister was escorted out of the State House by members of the Sergeant-at-Arms staff. Surrounded by reporters in a nearby parking lot, McAllister said the senators who voted to suspend him had set a very dangerous precedent for the future.
They can ignore constitutional rights like they have. Then I see it as a travesty that has happened to the state. It's not a travesty that I did. It's on them. They did it.
McAllister says he needs several days to review his suspension and that it's possible he'll consider resigning in order to give voters in Franklin County full representation in the state Senate. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.